Welcome to today's Let's Talk Knoxville. I'm Nathan Sage. On today's program, we speak to School Resource Officer Kyle Keller about a crosswalk monitoring project the Knoxville Police Department will be conducting next week.
Projects the Knoxville Police Department will be doing to conduct some safety as part of the Governor's Traffic Safety Bureau projects to help enforce a little safety around schools, mainly crosswalks. First off, Officer Keller, just tell the Knoxville listeners exactly the project you guys are going to be doing coming up in mid-December.
So the week of December 11th through the 15th, we're at some point, we're going to be conducting a project at the crosswalks. Our main focus will be the middle school area where we have a couple crosswalks there. And we've had several complaints through the last few years of traffic not stopping for people not wanting to walk. School kids and teachers, the same. It is a pretty dangerous area. And I know kids that like to dart out sometimes and not look. Drivers are sometimes distracted, whether they look down for a couple seconds to tune the radio or get something to eat or talk to a passenger or something like that. It is just more of awareness to bring to that area that drivers need to slow down. So our project will be focused during one of the school times, either at the beginning of the day or at the end of the day. We just ask drivers to be a little extra cautious when driving through there, especially during school hours, to be always looking for somebody trying to cross or maybe a kid running up to the crosswalk, not looking for traffic, obviously. We just want to avoid any accidents. I know we've had some accidents in the past in that area involving the crosswalk area, and from what I've heard from complaints, even just the last few years, there's been lots of near misses of kids and cars. So I think we just need to continue to work as a community to better focus on being careful in that area when we're driving through it.
Now, is this going to be focused in a certain area in Knoxville, or are all the schools going to kind of be looked at and at certain times, certain days, that we're going to try and enforce that to get the drivers to pay more attention and slow down?
For this particular project, our main focus was the middle school area because that's where we receive most of our complaints. However, we do have other crosswalks at the other schools, especially the elementaries. And we do try to enforce those areas in the mornings and the afternoons a little extra. So not just the middle school area, but every school zone area like that, when you know kids are going to be walking, even be aware of where your bus stops are in town. Kids are going to be getting off the bus and most likely running home because they're excited to get out of school and run home. So just be aware and watch for the little kids running around trying to make it home.
We live in a society now where it seems like everybody likes to place blame on everything. And it's hard to place blame for kids, like you said, running, darting out in front, being scared. Does the Knoxville Police Department do anything to educate those kids and the schools about the safety and needing to look both ways and not dart out in front of traffic, especially here on Highway 14?
We don't have any formal programs or anything like that set up with the schools, but occasionally I do like to remind the schools to give an announcement or send something home to just notify everybody, just be a little more careful. Unfortunately, sometimes that happens after a near miss or a complaint has been filed with me that I try to get the reminder out there. Like I said, a lot of the complaints are geared around the middle school, so a lot of the times the children involved are middle school children, so I contact the middle school and just have an announcement made or something put out there just so the kids are reminded to be careful.
Now, you said this is coming up the December 11th through that week, through the 15th. Any time throughout that week, you guys are going to be making stops, letting people know, hey, slow down, watch out for those crosswalks. But drivers should be paying attention all year round.
Yes, not just that this coming up week, but all year round. I know we've had officers that have pulled over many people because of the crosswalk violations, and drivers have received warnings and citations alike, kind of depending on the situation. It is officer discretion on what they want to choose to write the person, but I want drivers to be aware that they can receive a citation for it.
Is there anything else you want Knoxville listeners to know about you guys enforcing these crosswalks here in December?
I think be patient with us. If we have several officers working in that area, there might be slower traffic, slower movement if an officer pulls over a vehicle. We're going to try to be courteous of everybody, you know, especially in the commuting morning and the commuting afternoon of people trying to get here and there and get their kids picked up. But we do want to still bring the attention and make it obvious that we're doing this project, and we want people to know that we're making the traffic stops. So I think just use a little extra caution. If you observe traffic stops going on in that area, just be courteous of all the other drivers. I think sometimes when drivers, including myself, when we see somebody pulled over or we see a traffic accident, sometime we're paying too much attention to that and not watching the road. So I do ask that people just pay attention to what they're supposed to be doing.
That was today's Let's Talk Knoxville. Thanks to School Resource Officer Kyle Keller for joining us on today's program. You can find today's news 24 hours a day at KNIAKRLS.com.